Now turn to part four. Questions 20 to 25. For each question, choose the correct answer. You have 45 seconds to look at the questions for part four. You will hear a radio interview with a musician called Charlie Matthews.
Today I'm joined by Charlie Matthews, lead singer of successful band Oxygen. Charlie, when did you realize you wanted to be a musician?
It was a surprising career for me. My parents certainly aren't musical. I mean, they loved parties, so my experiences were music all weekend, and the whole family dancing, rather than going to concerts. But there was a documentary, I remember, about a pianist, and I remember thinking, oh, this is actually a job.
Really? You write your own songs. Where do your ideas come from?
Generally, I write about things that affect the people close to me. Of course, I enjoy listening to lots of music, especially from other cultures, but it's important to enjoy it rather than always thinking about writing. I have to switch off. I love going to the cinema, for example.
Right. Now, you have many fans. What's the best thing about meeting them?
It's great. Fans often want advice. And I say the same thing. Play what you love. Don't listen to anyone else. But it's hearing about how my music makes them think and feel that means so much. They seem to know songs better than me, and sometimes want me to sing for them. I generally avoid that, though.
I'm sure. You recently won Album of the Year. How did you feel about that?
Amazing. And this year's been brilliant for so much new music. I wasn't expecting it at all, especially for the second year in a row. And best of all, it was the decision of real music fans. You know, the general public. That's important.
Now, it can't all be easy. What's the most difficult thing about your job?
More than anything, I'd like to do things like go out to the shops without everyone knowing who I am, pointing at me. I tour a lot, but because I've got kids, I don't spend more than a couple of weeks away each time. I still miss things, of course, but it could be worse. And the kids come to some concerts, too, although we limit how much they travel.
Finally, Charlie, I've heard you're involved in helping your local community. Tell us about that.
Well, I'm running a project to help people enjoy music more. Concert tickets are expensive, so it's hard to hear live music. So, as well as paying for weekly music classes for pupils in the area, we arrange an open day at the studio so everyone can look around and watch the band practice.
Great. Charlie, thanks.
Now listen again.
Today I'm joined by Charlie Matthews, lead singer of successful band Oxygen. Charlie, when did you realize you wanted to be a musician?
It was a surprising career for me. My parents certainly aren't musical. I mean, they loved parties, so my experiences were music all weekend, and the whole family dancing, rather than going to concerts. But there was a documentary, I remember, about a pianist, and I remember thinking, oh, This is actually a job.
Really? You write your own songs. Where do your ideas come from?
Generally, I write about things that affect the people close to me. Of course, I enjoy listening to lots of music, especially from other cultures. But it's important to enjoy it rather than always thinking about writing. I have to switch off. I love going to the cinema, for example.
Right. Now, you have many fans. What's the best thing about meeting them?
It's great. Fans often want advice. And I say the same thing. Play what you love. Don't listen to anyone else. But it's hearing about how my music makes them think and feel that means so much. They seem to know songs better than me, and sometimes want me to sing for them. I generally avoid that, though.
I'm sure. You recently won Album of the Year. How did you feel about that?
Amazing. And this year's been brilliant for so much new music. I wasn't expecting it at all, especially for the second year in a row. And best of all, it was the decision of real music fans. You know, the general public. That's important.
Now, it can't all be easy. What's the most difficult thing about your job?
More than anything, I'd like to do things like go out to the shops without everyone knowing who I am, pointing at me. I tour a lot, but because I've got kids, I don't spend more than a couple of weeks away each time. I still miss things, of course, but it could be worse. And the kids come to some concerts, too, although we limit how much they travel.
Finally, Charlie, I've heard you're involved in helping your local community. Tell us about that.
Well, I'm running a project to help people enjoy music more. Concert tickets are expensive, so it's hard to hear live music. So, as well as paying for weekly music classes for pupils in the area, we arrange an open day at the studio so everyone can look around and watch the band practice.
Great. Charlie, thanks.
That is the end of part four. You now have 6 minutes to check and copy your answers onto the answer sheet. You have one more minute. That is the end of the test.